The chairs met in a closed room, talking about the sudden need to find a new congressional candidate. They were briefed on the problems of replacing Collins on the ballot and potentially getting someone else off a ballot to put that person on the congressional ballot. That's because several of the replacement candidates are running for re-election to the state senate or state assembly. The chairs will meet again next week and interview candidates, hoping for a new name before Labor Day. Erie County Chairman Nick Langworthy says there's concern in Washington about what was a very safe seat.
Yesterday, I had a meeting with the White House political director to discuss this race. I have been in discussions with the executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee. They are very concerned about the future of the seat. They want to make sure it stays in Republican hands. And we have stressed to them that we are dedicated to finding a candidate that can deliver and win for the president's agenda in November.
Langworthy says he would lean to choosing someone who has already run for office because there would be less of a learning curve for someone running for a federal office. As someone who attended President Trump's visit to Utica on Monday, the Erie County Chair says he would love to have President Trump campaign for the new candidate and help raise desperately needed money for the congressional campaign. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.